Dealings after a crisis pre-September 1939. In those days, the basic difference was that jobbers did not have to deal with one another. If you wanted to deal with another jobber, you challenged him, naming the price at which you wished to deal. It was then up to him to decide whether he wished to deal or not. If there was a big crisis, jobbers would almost certainly be sellers at the pre-crisis price or lower. Therefore, if you were a seller, there was not much point in challenging another jobber. Instead, you would make a price in a smaller amount than normal. Price quota would also be lower and wider than before. There were brokers whom you knew were interested buyers in certain stocks. They might approach the jobber, telling him the price at which they were buyers, or at which they'd like to see the offer. This information, plus your own book position, and a guesstimate of the situation of your rivals, would produce the data to start dealing on a new price basis. If the broker did not approach you, the jobber had to take the initiative by offering him stock in an amount and at a price which you hoped would interest him. We'll give a simplified example of that. The closing quote on Friday night in stock XYZ was 35 shillings to 35 and sixpence. In 2,500 shares. Hitler causes a crisis over the weekend. First quote on Monday might be 33 and 6 to 34 and 6 in 1,000 shares, but offer more. The jobber would approach his broker, give him that information, and say, if you can get a buy-in order at 33 and 9, we've got a good chance of doing some business. The broker might return saying, you are an optimist. However, I'll bid you 33 and 3 for 5,000 shares or 33 shillings for 10,000 shares. Then the horse trading started and a market was established. As a jobber did not have to worry about being stuffed by his opposition, a more orderly retreat was possible. This in itself encouraged potential buyers, since the emotional panic never really built up to the degree it did in the last big flap. My memory of the Czechoslovakian crisis was, after the initial shock and markdown of prices, buyers began to appear. The general feeling was that if war came, everything was going up the spout. If there was no war, just the usual surrender, then XYZ's business would not be affected, and they're 2 shillings cheaper than they were a couple of days ago. It struck me that the Cuban Missile Crisis produced a very similar reaction.